Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with 18 locations in the Bay Area and many more internationally, in the US and internationally. Before we start, just want to say it once more. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We are the Safari Quiz Show, Safari Quiz Show. And of course, check out the Safari Kid Facebook page as well. There's lots of information there on what Safari Kid does and all the programs they have and all the achievements they've done. So that is the Safari Kid Facebook page as well. So there's the Safari Quiz Show and the Safari Kid Facebook pages. And of course, for more information on the people who sponsor this show, Safari Kid, just go to SafariKidUSA.com, SafariKidUSA.com. You know, we've had this practice of showcasing one Safari Kid franchise a week. So today it is Safari Kid Santa Clara's turn. Safari Kid Santa Clara. Your mind will be blown by the things I'm going to tell you about Safari Kid Santa Clara. It is just awesome. It's run by Miss Vidya Gopidas. She is someone who's had a lot of years of experience with Safari Kid, and she started this program, and the kind of after-school programs that are available are just amazing. What's special about this center is that they teach three foreign languages, Hindi, Spanish, and Mandarin. They also do yoga and meditation. They also offer extra classes like Vedic math, Sanskrit, because of Ms. Vidya's association with a non-profit called the Overseas Volunteer for a Better India. So really, if you're anywhere in the Santa Clara region and your children have a little bit of time after school, this would be a great place to check out. Of course, they offer the usual stuff as well. Bollywood dance, karate, arts and crafts, piano, Lego robotics. But I love the fact that they teach yoga and meditation for kids who are interested, because once you set up that kind of foundation at a young age, they will be so well equipped to deal with all the stresses that teenage throws at them, a really competitive high school throws at them, college admission throws at them. I mean, if you can get this kind of head start, I can't think of anything better for your children. So the Safari Kid Santa Clara branch is at 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard. So if you're anywhere in that area, do be sure to go check them out. They're also going to be starting a part-time preschool soon. And of course, if you mention the Safari Quiz Show and you want to register in their after-school program, you instantly get a 10% discount. So be sure, if you're going there and you're interested in the program, to mention the Safari Quiz Show. And you can reach them at SafariKidSantaClara@gmail.com. SafariKidSantaClara@gmail.com. It's always Safari Kid, not Safari Kids. Though sometimes you've had this mistake in our ads that we're running, but it's Safari Kid, because Safari Kid believes that every child has a very individualized program and they need to be taught in a very individual way. They have an individual aptitude and they need to be taught very, very, in a very personalized manner. So there's a few addresses for you, Safari Kid USA, to learn more about the Safari Kid program. And of course, if you click on their contact button, you'll see all their locations. So even if you're not in Santa Clara and if you're somewhere close by, close to another location, you can go check that out as well. Because I know from what I've learned so far that Safari Kids' different locations have very, very interesting programs, each very specific to the interests of the people who are running the show. Okay, before I tell you a little bit more about Safari Kid, I want to mention today's topic, which is words that can be made out of the word Halloween. From the letters in the word Halloween, we're going to be testing you on words that can be made. It's a listener special, which means we're going to be asking just our listeners in the show. So it's just me and Michael in the studio, and we're going to be just asking about eight listener questions, and that's it. No contestants in the studio. Every once in a while we do this because we like to say a big thank you to our listeners and give them more prizes. You guys have been with us for a long, long time. This is we're almost approaching 1.5 years on the show. Actually, we're past 1.5 years. We'll be approaching 2 years on the show soon. So to everybody who's out there who listens to the show regularly, makes it part of their Saturday morning routine, a big thank you. And here's a listener special for you. So as I said, the category today is words that can be made out of the letters in the word Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. So I'm going to give you a few moments to go and get a paper and pencil so you can write down that word, because all of our questions today are going to be words that can be made out of those letters. So while you're doing that, let me tell you, we do have a musical showcase today from Priyanka. It's going to be a Carnatic music recital. I'm very excited to hear that. And one more thing, the Inter Safari Kids Sports Day is going to be held on Saturday, 8th November, that's next Saturday, at the Union City Safari Kid location, 4500 Cabello Street, Union City, 4500 Cabello Street. All the children attending Safari Kid preschool and after school programs at all locations are eligible to participate. So if you're listening and you're part of the Safari Kid family, do be sure to check them out. Contact the Union City Center and you'll get more information on that. Children need to be 4 years old and above. So if you're interested, talk to your current school or talk to the school at Union City. Okay, so I hope everybody has got their pads and pencils ready to play our listener special. Of course, the most important thing for a listener special is to tell you how to reach us. And our studio number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And we are going to play our category today. Are you ready? Words you can make out of the letters in Halloween. I'm looking forward to lots of calls today. And here is our first question. Oh, before we start, the way the listener special works, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time into the Safari Quiz Show, is that we do two questions at a time. That is, I do question number one, we take 10 answers, just 10. Then we move on to question number two, 10 answers. I'll cue you by saying this is the 10th question. That means if you're still on hold, you can't answer for that question anymore. You have to start waiting for the second, for the next question. So we'll do two questions, then take a break. When we come back, we'll announce the winners of questions one and two. It's usually Michael who picks the winners. Today, my daughter Lori is in the studio with me today. She'll pick some of the winners. So it's a very fair process. We just put them all into a raffle kind of thing, and a winner is picked for every question. So we'll announce the winners of the first of the two questions, move on to the next two, and so on and so forth. I like to do at least 8 questions, and I've had a long opening spiel, so let's get started without any further ado. Here is our first listener question in our listener special today of words that you can make out of the letters in Halloween. Topical, right? I hope everybody had a lot of fun yesterday and got lots of candy but didn't get sick from eating too much candy. I've been good. Michael, have you been good?
I have been very, very good.
You've been very good? Oh, we're two very good people. Okay, here's our first question. Place some religions believe you might go to after dying if you've been bad. Place some religions believe you might go to after dying if you've been bad. Remember, all these letters are in the word Halloween. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is hell.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Please turn the radio down. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, and the answer is hell.
What's your name?
My name is Damandeep.
How do you spell that?
D A M A N J E T.
Damanjeet, what a beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is hell.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is hell.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Turn the radio down and tell me your answer and your name.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is hell.
Thank you, Ashna. All right. So we've had a bunch of, oh, there we have. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is hell.
Is that Bubbly? I didn't get your name.
Akshit. A-K-S-H-I-T.
Akshit. Thank you, Akshit. New caller, I think. I haven't heard that name before. Well, thank you for answering that question. And, okay, we still have... Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arna, and answer is hell.
Arna?
Yeah.
A-A-R-N-A?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I have a feeling, Michael, that people are not going to be super happy. Parents are not going to be super happy with me making their kids say this bad word. But hey, it's legitimate. They're not cursing. So parents, really sorry. And that, I think, is the last bad word in this section. First and last. bad word in this collection. Okay, so it's time to move on to question number two. Question number two. Again, all the letters are in the word Halloween. Another word for being all by yourself. Another word for being all by yourself.
Answer is hell.
Ooh, okay, who's that? It's okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Alone. Akshit,
again?
Yeah.
This is a different Akshit, or did you just call?
I just called.
Oh, okay, Akshit, you're calling for the second question?
Yeah.
Ah, go ahead, Akshit.
Alone.
Okay, thank you, Akshit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is alone.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is alone.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arpita, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Arpita. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Afra, and the answer is alone.
Tell me your name again.
Afra.
Afra. Wow. Welcome to the show, Afra. That's a lovely name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Tanisha. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanya, and the answer is alone.
Thank you, Sanya. I think maybe a new caller too. Okay, so those were the 10 callers for question number 2. As I mentioned before, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won from questions numbers 1 and 2, and then move on to questions 3 and 4. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja. Sawal kiye ja. Kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is, whoops, Michael. No, not now. It's in the second break. Can you turn that down? Thank you. It'll be in the second break. That'll be our second break. What you just heard, a little snippet of, a little teaser of, is our Carnatic Music Showcase. And that gives me the perfect opportunity to talk about our musical showcase. Now, I know today I've had a lot of new listeners on the show. So for their benefit, I want to mention one more time that Safari Kids, Safari Quiz Show is very proud to highlight, showcase the musicians in our community. The young musicians in our community. And the way we do that is we ask you to send us a recording of something that you play if you're learning a musical instrument, or if you're learning to sing, or if you just like to sing or like to play something interesting. What you need to do is to send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email if you want to participate, but right now let's talk about the musical showcase. So we've had a real variety of things that people have sent us. We've had violin pieces, guitar pieces, clarinet. In fact, we've had someone come and play clarinet live in the studio, and that's a possibility too. Today we have a Carnatic music recital, and we have somebody singing Bollywood songs. So it runs the gamut from beginner piano to advanced Bollywood songs. So everything between those ends of the spectrum is acceptable. And the way we would like to get it is preferably in an MP3, MP4 format, or a WAV file, or even a YouTube link, and that'll work for us just fine. So if you have something to share with us, please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Of course, our show runs live every Saturday, 11 to 12, and if it's convenient, we would love to have the young musician come to the studio and play live on air. I mean, that would be so cool too. For any of those, if your child has some musical interest and has a piece of music that's been recorded, please do send it to us or write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today's musical showcase is by a young girl named Priyanka, and we're going to be playing that as our second break. Our second break, in fact, will be her song. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about her when we go to our next break. But right now, it's time to find out who won questions 1 and 2, and also move on to questions 3 and 4. So, all right. So our first question was, place some religions believe you might go to after dying if you've been bad. And the answer was indeed hell. I have a feeling that a lot of parents didn't want their kids to say the word, and therefore we didn't actually get that many answers, because we did get all the answers for question number 2. But anyway, that was the answer. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are looking at words that you can make out of the letters in the word Halloween. So from all the correct answers for question number 1, the winner was picked by Lori. And the winner is Pooja. All right. Pooja, write to us. You know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Pooja is a very regular listener of the show and a regular participant on the show as well. And we love her. Well, congratulations for winning the question number 1. You know what to do. Write to us today's date, November 1st. Today's category, letters in Halloween. Also, question number 1. Or if you want to, just answer number 1. And, of course, mention your name. Okay, our question number 2 was, another word for all by yourself. Another word for all by yourself. The answer was alone, and everyone got it right again. This time again, the winner was picked by Lori, and the winner is Damanjeet. All right, beginner's luck, Damanjeet. I've never heard your name before, and you win the first time you call. That's awesome. Okay, so Damanjeet, let me tell you again what you need to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention your name. The question number 2, the answer, alone, and some contact information for you, okay? So looking forward to hearing from you, and maybe one day you can come and participate on the show. Let us know what grade you are, and we'll try and match you up when we have other people of the same grade coming on the show. Okay, so that was question number 1 and 2. Now we're moving on to questions number 3 and 4. So here is question number 3. Question number 3, still looking for words that you can make out of the letters in Halloween. Word for give permission to do. Word for give permission to do. Give permission. Give permission to do. Call in number 510-770-1550. We just take 10 questions. 510-770-1550. All right, let's take our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikita, and I think the answer is alone.
Oh, that we already... I'm sorry. What is it, Nikita?
Allow.
Thank you, Nikita. Nikita says allow. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is allow.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is allow.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is allow.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is allow.
Hi, Akansha, thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is allow.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is allow.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is allow.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is allow.
Is that Ishan or Isha?
Ishan.
Thank you. And last caller for question number 4. Question number 3. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanya, and the answer is allow.
Thank you, Tanya. Now, Tanya was the last caller for question number 3. She was the 10th caller. If you're still waiting to answer question number 3, we're not taking any more answers for that. I know sometimes it gets very frustrating because you've been waiting for a while and your number wasn't called. But you know what? If you want to get over that frustration, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know you want to participate on the show, because everyone who participates on our show wins a prize. And it's a lot of fun. We give you the categories a couple of days beforehand, so you have time to prepare if you're feeling nervous about it. And then you just have a blast on the show. All right, time to move on to question number 4. Time to move on to question number 4. Call in number again, 510-770-1550. And question number 4 is, another word for sadness. This might be a little tricky. Another word for sadness. Another word for sadness. I'll even fill in the blanks because it's a little hard. You might say, Dash is me. Dash is me. It's an old-fashioned way of saying I'm really sad. Dash is me. Remember, the letters have to be in... I can see this has stumped them. Oh, yeah. Here's a caller. Yahoo! Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is low.
Is low. Okay. That's a good one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is low.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is low.
Aksh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice name, Aksh. Aksh says low as well. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is low.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Afra, and I think the answer is low.
Low?
Yeah.
Thank you, Afra. It's a pretty name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is low.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishika, and I think the answer is low.
Ishika?
Ishita.
Ishita. Ishita. Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is low.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanya, and the answer is low.
Thank you, Sanya. And last caller for question number 4. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tria, and the answer is depressed.
Yes, it is, but it has to be from the letters in the word Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. Thank you so much for calling. Did that sound like Tria? Tria?
Tria, yes.
Tria, pretty name. Oh, fantastic. Tria, thank you so much for calling. Hang on, hang in there. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do questions number 5 and 6, so you're going to get an opportunity to do that. Everybody else who was trying to call in, I'm really sorry, but we have 4 more questions to go if we have the time. So let's hurry it up and take a break. But before the break, just wanted to let you know, this particular break is our musical showcase. This is a Carnatic piece by Priyanka. She's in 5th grade and attends a Safari Kid Newark after-school program, and she loves to play badminton. So Priyanka, let's take it. Let's listen to Priyanka. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with a listener special of words that can be made from the letters in Halloween. Now, what's your favorite candy? I should have one of my questions today should be, what's your favorite candy? Mine is Almond Joy, by the way. It's my absolute favorite candy. I don't allow myself to eat too much of it. But once in a while, when I have a little bit of a chocolate craving, that's the one I go to. And anyway, so when you answer the next question, tell me your favorite Halloween candy as well, okay? But before that, let's see questions number 3 and 4. The question number 3 was, word for give permission to do. Word for give permission to do. And the answer was allow. Allow. And everybody got it right from all the correct answers. Michael picked the winner this time, and the winner is Ashna. All right, Ashna, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let us know you've won, and tell us it's question number 3. The answer is allow, today's date, and some contact information for you. All right. Question number 4 was a little tricky. It was another word for sadness, another word for sadness, and I gave the clue that you might want to say dash is me when you're feeling sad, dash is me. The answer was not low, as many people said. It is woe, woe, W-O-E, woe is me, woe. It was a little difficult, but we did have one correct answer, and so there was no question of a raffle. Rhea, you have won question number 4. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com is also the email address for you to write to us if you want to participate on the show. We're always looking for participants. Actually, we are... Funnily enough, Michael, we're actually booked up for the next 2-3 weeks with some older kids, 8th graders, high schoolers. It's going to be a lot of fun. So do tune in for that. But if you want to participate on the show sometime in, say, later in November or December, please do let us know. Write to us. Tell us your grade, and we'll try and match you up with another person from the same grade. Okay, so that was Ashna and Ria who won questions number 3 and 4. We're going to move on to question number 5. Once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We're doing a listener special. All the answers are letters from the word Halloween. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Okay, here goes question number 5. Question number 5. A deep place from which you might draw water. A deep place from which you might draw water. Remember, the letters have to be in the word Halloween. Let's go to our first caller.
Where do you draw
water? Hi. Well, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a well.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
You want to say okay, Vandita? Mine.
Hello.
Vandita, and I think it's well.
Vandita, welcome to the show. That's a lovely name. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is well.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is well.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and the answer is well.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is well.
Thank you, Aksh. Hi, you're on the air.
My answer is well. I'm Akshat.
Akshat. Aksh and Akshat. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stupi Gaera, and the answer is well. My sister also wants to answer.
Okay.
Go. Hello, my name is Anna, and the answer is well.
Thank you, Anna. And last caller for question number 5. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is well.
Is that Ishan?
Yeah, Ishan.
Ishan.
Well.
Got it, Ishan. Thank you. Ishan was the last caller for question number 5. I'm going to talk a little bit yakety yak because no more answers for question number 5. If you've been trying to reach us to give your answer for a deep place from which you might draw water, we've actually used up our 10 callers. So we're going to move on to question number 6. The best way, I'm going to mention again, to make sure that you win a prize on the show is to be part of our studio contestants. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com letting us know that you want to participate. I know for a lot of people, Saturday mornings are not super convenient. You're listening to the show when you're driving to an activity or driving from an activity. And I totally understand that. But if you have a Saturday coming up where you're going to be free, it's a perfect time to let us know that you're going to be free on that day. And that's the only day that's going to work for you. And Miss Anu, who's our producer, will make sure that you are matched up with a couple of other kids from the same grade. We also highly encourage people to come here and as friends. You know, 3 friends coming here makes the show very interesting. Before we move on to question number 6, I also want to mention something about next week's show. So next week, we actually have 3 friends. They are in 8th grade, and they're all part of Lego Robotics League. They're part of a robotics league, and they're actually going to be coming here and talking about the robotics league as part of their introduction. So that gave me an idea. I know many of you are doing very, very interesting, unusual things after school that you're very passionate and excited about. I think it would be a great idea if you have something to promote, some child-related activity to promote, to come on the show, be part of the show, and we'll give you the forum to be able to reach lots of listeners, whether it's Bal Vihar, Bollywood dancing, Carnatic music, whatever it is. If you are part of a group that does something really interesting, come be on the show, participate on the show, participate in the quiz, and you have an opportunity to talk about whatever it is that is very interesting to you. Okay, so that brings us to question number 6. Remember, we're still on letters you can use from the word Halloween. Question number 6. What judges use to decide if someone is right or wrong? What judges use to decide if someone is right or wrong? Call in number 510-770-1550. What judges use to decide if someone is right or wrong? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is law.
Thank you, Ishan. Ishan says law. Hi, what? You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Afra, and I think the answer is Judge.
Judge. What's your name again?
Afra.
Afra. Oh, yes. Afra says Judge. Remember, the letters have to be from the word Halloween. Okay. Let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on... Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is law.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Gaira, and the answer is law, and my sister wants to talk.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Anna, and the answer is law.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is laws.
Thank you, Sinchina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is law.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is law.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is law.
Thank you, Tanisha. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is law.
Thank you, Ashna. And Ashna was the last caller for question number 6. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won questions number 5 and 6 from all our correct answers. And I want to take a minute to say a big thank you to Priyanka. Priyanka, if you're listening, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful song with us. It was such a melodic and lovely piece. Okay, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio and my lovely daughter Lori with me helping me out today because we're doing a listener special full of words that you can make from the letters in Halloween. Happy belated Halloween. And you guys never told me what candy you like to eat. So let's maybe this is your opportunity. Here, before we move on to questions 7 and 8, the last two questions of today, let's look at questions number 5 and 6. Question number 5 was, a deep place from which you might draw water. Yes, it was well. Everybody got it right. And from all the winners, Lori picked the winner. And that from all the correct answers, Lori picked the winner. And that is Vandita. All right. Beginner's luck again. Congratulations, Vandita. I hope you'll be part of our show moving onwards as well. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention you won question number 5. Question number 5 and today's date, November 1st, so that there's no confusion. Another quick shout-out, please send your answers in today. Please send in your emails today. Don't wait till Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It just makes Miss Anu's job really hard, especially when we have 8 prizes to give out. It's a big request to all the people so far, Pooja, Damanjeet, Ashna, Riya, Vandita. Please send us your email right now if possible. Okay, question number 6 was, what judges use to decide if someone is right or wrong? What judges use to decide if someone is right or wrong? The answer was law. The answer was law. And from all the correct answers, the winner is Akansha. Woohoo! All right, Akansha, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do. As always, we're running out of time. So quickly, let's do questions number 7 and 8. Questions number 7 and 8. Question number 7 is part of your foot. Part of your foot. Remember, the letters have to be in Halloween. Part of your foot. Okay, let's go. People are calculating, figuring it out. And there's our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja. And the answer is heel.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is heel.
Thank you, Akansha. You can see how happy she sounded. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Akshat, and my answer is heel.
Thank you, Akshat. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
And I think the answer is
here. Who's this?
Ishan and Puri.
Ishan? Is that right?
No.
What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, tell me your name again.
Shravya.
Shravya. Shravya. Oh, lovely name. Thank you, Shravya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and the answer is here.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Yo.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is heel.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sanjana, and the answer is heel.
Thank you, Sanjana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Somi, and the answer is heel.
Thank you, Somi. And last call of a question 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is heel.
Thank you, Ishan. And Ishan was the last call of a question number 7. So if you're still calling about the question part of your foot, that's done, over and out. So it's time to move on to question number 8. Question number 8 is hello in Spanish. Hello in Spanish. Hello actually is also in Halloween, but we're asking for hello in Spanish. If you're still calling for question number 7, too late. Answer question number 8 instead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Somi, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Akansha.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm Shravya, and I think the answer is Ola.
Is it Shravya again?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shravya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aryahi, and I think it is Ola.
And what's your name again? That's beautiful. Spell it out for me.
Aryahi.
Aryahi?
Yes.
Wow, lovely. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Aksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Ola.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Afra, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Afra. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sanjana, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Sanjana. And last caller for question number 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and the answer is Ola.
Thank you, Damanjeet. And Damanjeet was the last caller for question number 8. I heard a lot of new names on the show, lovely, lovely names, and I hope to hear more of you in the coming weeks. And also, if you want to participate, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. For all those who missed out on calling in, and as I mentioned before, the best way to get a prize on the show is to be here in the studio with us. So do write to us. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, winners for question 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Recordings on the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, so don't forget that. But before that, let's look at question 7 and 8. I'm sure people are waiting to find out who won. 7 was part of your foot, the answer was heel, and the winner was Ishan. All right. And 8 was hello in Spanish. Hola was the correct answer. Everybody got it right. And Shravya, another first-time listener. Awesome, Shravya. Well done. Write to us, both of you, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question, the answer, and the date of today's show. And that is it for the show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. Thank you to Lori for being here today. And the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja. Sawal kiye ja.